Is the love of many growing cold? Are hearts being hardened? What is happening? Is there something different in the world today on this slice of fresh bread? Welcome to Fresh Bread, a podcast ministry of Grace Bible Church, Gainesville, with Pastor Brandon and Pastor Keith. Well, thanks for clicking on Fresh Bread. Fresh Bread, where we're bringing the truth of God's Word to a starving world. Fresh Bread Podcast 131. And at the time we're recording this podcast, we're just a week or so away from Christmas. And when Christmas comes around, we like to think about peace on earth, goodwill toward man, and silent night, peaceful night. All the thoughts come into our minds that about Christmas. Well, over the last weekend, things weren't so peaceful. Just to name a few of the things that happened over the last weekend, we had the mass shooting on an Australian beach at a Hanukkah celebration. Two Muslims, a father and a son, shot and killed 15 Jewish worshipers and wounded 25. We had two students killed at a shooting at Brown University. Nine were wounded at a Jewish class studies. We had in Illinois, they legalized medical assistance in a dying bill, which allows certain terminally ill patients help in ending their life. We had director Rob Reiner and his wife sadly stabbed to death in their home by their son. And Brandon and I know a singer who had a very long history with Grace Community Church in California, also stabbed to death by his son, Jubilant Sykes. ISIS also killed three Americans in Syria over the weekend, and there was just 12 Christians killed in Nigeria. And so what happened to peace on earth? Goodwill to man. Does the world feel different to anybody? Are we seeing a literal culture of death taking over our society? What is going on in our world? Does all this show that we may be in the end times, in the last days? I'm Pastor Keith, he's Pastor Brandon. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, and not that we're going to solve all the world problems, but we're going to dig in and see what is going on to our world, where what we think is happening, where we think things are going to go. And so, Pastor Brandon, what do you think about all this that happened over the weekend, and how do we explain this that over, you know, the Christmas spirit, the Christmas holiday, all this, all these things are going on, these horrible shootings and people dying? And is there a culture of death?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think that's what we've been really fighting against. I mean, the truth is that there's never been, since the fall, there's never been peace on earth. There has been times of peace. And the way I understand the peace on earth, goodwill to men, is that Christ himself is going to bring that peace when he returns. But until then, the only... You know, there's definitely pockets of peace. I mean, like, you know, my desire is for my own home to be a peaceful place, that there be peace in the home. That's my desire for my, you know, family. And so, I think we can all, you know, try to attain to that. We all should attain to that, right? We all should really want peace in our homes, But yeah, I mean, since the fall, there has been no peace. Now, what's interesting to me is that there seems to be less restraint over the past, say, definitely since 2020, but even before that, I think we were moving in that direction where there was less restraint. And that fits Romans 1, you know, where Paul says that, you know, God, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. It fits the narrative there of what he's saying, because, you know, basically God is withdrawing his hand of blessing. He's pulling back, and I think that that's what's happening, is that as he pulls back, as he allows us to go into, you know, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, in evil, full of envy, murder, strive, deceit, malice, you know, so slanderers, haters of God, violent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, and unmerciful. And so, he goes on in verse 32, this is Romans 1, by the way, in verse 32 to say, although they know the righteous requirement of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. And so, you know, Paul is describing there what happens when God gives people over in the into their passions. And I think that's what we're seeing in our society, that God is giving us over and withdrawing his hand of blessing on our nation and on our culture.
It seems to be that everyone zeroes in on the year 2020 as a turning point. Something happened in that year that changed things for the worse. And more and more people I've talked to kept saying there's something different about people now. They're not the same as they were. And it's been really noticeable in the last 5 years. What do you think? Is there anything we can pinpoint? I know COVID was a big factor, but was it the lockdown that just drove everybody nuts? Or is it just what happened?
No, I think we're all nuts anyway. I shouldn't say all of us, but I mean,
well, you're looking at me. I know
there are a lot of nuts in this world, and so. But I think what happened was that the veil was brought down. That prior to that, the general consensus was positive when you think about the government. I mean, obviously, there's politicians. You know, they're liked and disliked, but. In general, when you think about the government, you think about Americana, you think about apple pie, you think about, and I think that for a lot of people, 2020 really exposed that as being false and that the government really isn't for us. And, you know, it really is stacked against us. So I think that's what, and even going into the election in that year, you know, Trump was in his last year during that time, and he, you know, was defeated. And many people, including myself, think that was a, you know, that wasn't didn't really happen, that he didn't really lose, that you know, that it was manipulated. So, but I think that there's a lot of people on one side that are saying, wait a minute, the government's not for us, and there's a lot of other people on the other side who are saying, oh yeah, these are the things that we need to be doing. And you know, this is what the government should be doing. And I think that that's where the divide is starting to really show itself. I mean, obviously there's a moral divide, but I think that goes along, that moral divide actually goes along with the divide of ideology. By and large, those who are on the left, political left, would be, you know, when it comes to morality, they would not have a biblical morality, and they're becoming more and more vocal about that. You know, it's interesting because Al Mohler just talked about the death of Rob Reiner. What's interesting about Rob Reiner is that he was the guy in All in the Family. But what's interesting about All in the Family was that show was actually meant to, because there was Rob Reiner played the basically the liberal guy, and what's his name, the other guy?
Carol O'Connor?
Yeah, Carol O'Connor played the conservative, and they tried to make Carol O'Connor look like he was, you know, this bigot and all these things. But what's interesting is that Carol O'Connor was kind of beloved, became beloved. And so, but it really started, begin to expose, I think that was where, I don't know if that was the genesis of this, but I do think that it began to expose us to, you know, both sides of the argument, and, you know, both sides of, you know, whether it's the progressive side or the conservative side. And I think that's that Hollywood has done a great job through men like Rob Reiner. And Rob Reiner, by the way, was a flaming liberal. Of course, you know, Trump, he did his Truth Social post. I don't know if you saw that or not, but about Rob Reiner. But yeah, I just think that what's happening is that we are being siloed, and by the way, social media is causing that even more because of the algorithms. And, you know, if you are liberal, you're going to see liberal leaning stuff. If you're conservative, you're going to see conservative leaning stuff. And so there's really not a lot of in between. So yeah, I mean, it's a long answer to say, yeah, I definitely see the divide growing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You just talked about algorithms, Al Gore rhythms. Mm-hmm. Al Gore, the guy who ran for vice president.
Al Gore. Al Gore rhythms. Is that where? Is that him playing the drums?
That's what I thought.
No. Algorithm.
But that's what happens when you're online, right? It feeds you the stuff that you want to see. And so it's almost like they're dividing us on purpose. Like they're trying to widen the gap.
Yeah, that's exactly what is happening. I mean, the algorithm basic understanding would be that, I mean, just practically speaking, if I'm looking at, say, Facebook, which is a big one for this way, and they see through my actions of how I scroll and what I click on and what I slow down for, and they begin to see based on those actions, they begin to really feed the type of material to me that I am interested in. And that sounds, you know, in some ways that can sound like, okay, that's what I want. I want material I'm interested in. But the problem is when you apply that to the political side, you begin to see everything one-sided. And then everybody that doesn't believe the way you believe becomes the enemy. And yeah, that's problematic because it creates a divide between people.
Do you think this is what's helping divide like families and friends? Because we've seen this more and more that people who have been friends for years are no longer speaking to each other, and family members are not speaking to their parents or kids anymore. Is that you see that as kind of what's sped this up?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely something that's happening. I, for the most part, most of the people in my family, all the way around, are conservative people. So we don't have a lot of the liberal mindset, but we do have probably two for sure in our family, maybe three or four that are, two of them are hardcore liberal, hardcore. Like, Trump is evil, an evil man, and needs to be taken out at all costs kind of people. And so, yeah, I mean, it's funny because I actually, with one of them this past, probably a week or so ago, I responded to something that he said, and he came back and just really berated me. And, you know, like, this is, I mean, he was somebody in my family. He berated me and like, you know, like, where were you when this happened and that happened? I'm like, dude, chill. You know, I mean, it's just politics, but he's definitely gone down that road, and it's not a good road. And we're seeing that more and more in families, and we're seeing that amongst friends, and we're seeing that for sure in society at large.
Is this also, like you just talked about with COVID, that the government lost a lot of respect because of the lies and things that were being told? So is this explain why the world seems to be drowning in confusion? And
well, I think, yeah, they're on one side for sure, you know, that, there is, you know, Democrats, by and large, I mean, they're cemented in, you know, in terms of they are positive about the government at this point. Whereas on the conservative side, there's a lot more disagreement about, or not disagreements, but there's a lot more concern about the government. But I think what's confusing is that even in our camp, the conservative camp, there's a lot of confusing things that are going on where, you know, certain people are doing things like Marjorie Taylor Greene just resigned and kind of went off the rails and went against Trump. And she was one of Trump's biggest supporters. You know, the whole thing with Elon Musk before that, you know, where he came on board and then all of a sudden they have this breakup and it ends up being kind of this bad thing. So that's confusing. It's confusing to deal with, and it's confusing as a pastor who's trying to understand, you know, what's going on in our world. It's confusing to know, okay, where are we to land? How are we to see these things? I mean, it's something that takes a lot of prayer and consideration and walking in wisdom to understand all that's going on.
What if all the highest ranking people in society are all really Satan's soldiers, and everything we're seeing is just kind of being played out like professional wrestling? And I just wanted to ask you that real quick. Like, what if everything we're seeing right now in our politics and everything is just wrestling? It's just everyone's pretending, but actually everyone's friends. They all are on the same side, and we're being duped by that. That would be quite the shocker.
I think that that is something that's happened. I think that's actually been something that's happened over the past 40, 50 years, since World War II, is that by and large, these people behind the scene are basically pulling the same way, even though they play for a different team, or it seems like they're playing for a different team. And so, yeah, I think that's been something that's been going on for a while. And I think what's really upset the apple cart is, at least what it seems like, is that Donald Trump is on the outside of that. Like, he's a guy that's just basically this disruptive force that is really threatening the status quo of the government that has been set up, since World War II.
Tucker Carlson had his Christmas party, and I guess at the party there was Marjorie Taylor Greene, and Candace Owens was there with Erica Kirk was there, and those two have been kind of feuding, but they were all there at a Christmas party having a good time. People who are against, especially in the conservative side, who are at odds with each other, were all at the Christmas party. And it's just funny to think about that. I mean, we hate to think about us being fooled, but I think in a lot of ways we are. We don't understand the spiritual battle.
I don't think things are as they seem.
Yeah, deception.
I mean, I think that there's deception, and I'm not saying everybody involved in government is deceiving us, but there is a deception, a general deception that's going on, and it's hard to know for sure, like truly understand what's really happening. And there seems to be a lot of smoke and mirrors.
So let me just ask you this question right out in the open here. And do you think that we are heading into the end of the age, or are we in the end of the age, or what do you think's going on?
Well, I mean, relative to my understanding, I have a limited understanding of the 54 years ish, and from what I've seen, things have proceeded from bad to worse. But then when you look at history, that things get worse and then they get better and they get worse and then they get better. And so are we toward the end? Well, based on my experience in terms of what I'm seeing in the world, a lot of stuff that the Bible says is going to happen is happening. Right. And so it would seem like that we are getting toward the end. But, I can't say for sure. I certainly don't want you to quit your job or want people to quit their jobs and, waiting on the Lord to return. I think we need to be, proceeding as if he's not. I mean, as if his return is imminent, but could be, decades away, could be centuries away for that matter. I mean, your post mill, you think it could be, a couple of thousand years away, maybe, because of needing a longer period of time for us to be able to conquer the world. But yeah, if you press me on it, I would say, boy, it does seem like we're toward the end. It does seem like that a lot of stuff that I never dreamed of happening, I see it in the Bible, but then to actually see it come to pass it's crazy how much is actually coming to pass that the Bible speaks of.
Even as we look at it, you and I, we believe in the rapture. And so we know that we have to be getting close, but that doesn't mean, I'm going to go quit my job and then bring a lawn chair up to the roof of my house and sit there and kind of wait. But we look at these signs of how things are going in the world. And I was just thinking about this the other day, and I know you and I have talked about this many times, but when you look at from the time, let's just go back to King David from the Bible, and you go all the way to, let's say, the year 1900, and you look at the things that were invented. For the most part, people got around on horses and horse and buggies, right? Mm-hmm. But then you get into the 1800s and now you have a locomotive invented, a train. But then when you get to 1900, all of a sudden, how much life has changed. I think about that in my lifetime, and I'm getting up there now too, and I've seen a lot of things change. And what they're talking about is, as we head into 2026, with AI and all this new technology, that our lives are going to change like massively again. It would be like if you took someone from the, let's say, 1700s and brought them to this time right now, they would be like looking around going, oh my goodness, you guys are like, this is another planet. And that's kind of what people say we're heading into. But the Bible does talk about all these things changing and happening quickly and technology. And that's why I think I agree with you. I think we are heading into that and quickly moving in that way, because we've talked about this. I know that the Bible talks about in the days of Noah, so shall the return of Christ come. And we are seeing kind of the same things happening. And we know back in Genesis 6, the man's heart was full of violence and wickedness. And just from the things that I read off that happened over the weekend, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we're seeing more and more of this stuff happening, and it's coming quickly. And so as we look at, as believers, do we see that pressure reveals truth? And are we seeing the pressures of our world and our technology kind of squeezing people? And so is this why we have so many people that are, they're deconstructing, that churches are changing to fit the culture? Is that what, are we seeing that pressure reveal truth?
Well, I think it's revealing those who actually believe the truth and those who believe the lies. So yeah, I mean, that pressure does, it does either reveal error or it reveals that, you know, what's true. And so, yeah, you know, you talked about, you know, what we're seeing in the world. And I think there's probably three different things that I would say that I would tell people to really keep an eye on. And, you know, one of them is AI and what's going on with AI. And I think that there's some demonic involvement in AI. And I'm not telling you not to use AI. I use AI, but I think that there's more going on there than meets the eye with AI. Like how it rhymed. So, you know, and I think that AI opens the door for a lot of the things that we see in Revelation. I think the one was AI. The other is genetics and what's going on in genetics and how they're messing with the really the genetic code. And you know, and it wouldn't surprise me if they've cloned humans at this point. And you get into that, and you could even, you know, I listened to a guy this morning. His name is Jim Tour. He's a biochemist from Rice University, one of the most accomplished guys in the world. He's also a Christian. And, you know, he was talking about some of that stuff going on and how it's been, how dangerous it is, because you can even build armies with it, per se. I mean, like, It's been opposed here in the United States by law, at least outwardly, and yet other places in the world it's going on. And you know, what keeps them from building an elite army with that? And so, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff going on that way. I think the third thing is demonic activity, and really that's kind of tied to both. I mentioned it with AI. It's also what's happening with the genetic stuff. I think that's what happened in Genesis 6 is I personally think that they were mixing angelic with human and to try to destroy the human race. And we're talking about demons here, not good angels, but not the Lord's angels, but right. Demons. And I think that's what they were doing. And I think that was what God was preventing from happening by sending the flood. I know that there's some conjecture there. But I think what's really scary is that we're doing the same thing now. Like we're, you know, with genetic code.
Yeah, and absolutely.
So yeah, I mean, I think that those three things are something to really, really, really keep an eye on as we go into 2026 and beyond, that, you know, what's going on in those three areas. And AI is going to cause a lot of change in the world. It's crazy what you can do with AI. And, you know, I was writing a spreadsheet, building a spreadsheet for work for my part-time job, and I used AI to program a macro that it would have taken me weeks to do, like if I'd have done it myself, and I was able to get it done in a matter of really a few minutes.
Wow.
And it works. And so it may not be the best code in the world, so if somebody who knows code looks at it, they'd probably go, well, that's terrible, but it works, and I could do it in a few minutes. And so, yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that's happening. and it's going to it is accelerating.
Absolutely. And that's what I think when you read that, when Jesus said, so it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be when I come back. And I think you just gave us three really good analogy and what's happening. And also, I mean, and people laugh at this, but we talk about, and I laugh when I say it because an alien invasion, it's laughable, but if our government, like they talk about next year, came out and said, yes, there are extraterrestrials here. We're in communication with them. They're helping us. We know what they are. They're demons. They're not extraterrestrials from other planets. They're working for Satan. So, go ahead.
Well, they're demonic. And for sure, that is one area to really pay attention to coming up, is that the demonic activity is definitely increasing. And I'm not necessarily talking about demonic activity, you know, with people with human possession, although that stuff's happening. But I am talking about the influence of demons on the government, on the affairs of humanity.
Absolutely.
I think that they're probably passing information about the genetic code and even AI. I mean, the way AI came to be, just really weird. And I have no doubt that whoever was involved with that was assisted by, and, you know, demonically. And I know that seems out there to say that, but I think that's where it's at. So,
no, I agree. I mean, there are people who have worked for the government that have said, you know, they've seen these entities, you know, communicating. This goes back to even the 1940s, where, you know, they were giving them all this different technology that we have and helping them do that. So again, what we see going on here is what happened before the flood. It's almost the same kind of thing, just at a higher, different, more technological level than was going on back then. But then again, you and I believe that there was more technology back there than we know.
I was going to say, I can't say that it's more, but
right.
As a matter of fact, I think that they probably had in technology that we couldn't even understand.
Yep.
I do believe that. Now, whether or not we've caught back up, I don't know. I mean, it's hard because they had, you know, these long lifespans to be able to catch up or to be able to advance. And so, you know, we have much shorter lifespans. And so it's harder for us to build that level of knowledge, but it definitely seems to be accelerating.
And I mean, there's a movie coming out, and we laugh at, again, the alien invasion thing, but Steven Spielberg has a movie coming out, I think in June of 2026, called Disclosure Day, where it's going to reveal that this is all true, that aliens have been in contact, and they're going to reveal themselves either next year or in 2027, and they're going to help humanity. They're going to make humanity better, which sounds a lot like, again, Genesis 6, when we talk about, you know, the Nephilim and all this stuff happening on Earth at that time. Yeah. So, yeah.
I actually think that's going to be the trigger for when the Lord returns. Like, when it gets to that point, that's where that it's out in the open and that we're openly communicating with these entities, these principalities and powers. I think that's where it's going to, when that happens, I think that's, you know, when we really ought to be expecting the Lord to return.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think when you get into that genetics thing where you can start creating your own baby, like with everything you want, the color eyes. And I mean, I know we have that now, but if that became more common, I think that would be another indication of the Lord saying, okay, that's enough. You know, combining humans with animals or something, trying to get some kind of weird, I don't know. That to me is the draw where the Lord draws a line, I think.
Yeah, I make sense.
So we talked about this great dividing that's going on, and I just wanted to ask you this question. Do you think that Jesus is actually separating those who love him from those who don't at this time, like he did before the flood? We see that in the days of Noah, when Noah is building the ark, the rest of the world laughed at Noah, and, you know, Noah found favor with God. There were only eight that did. And so do you see that happening today?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that it's becoming more and more difficult to be a follower of Christ in the world that we live in. There's more and more pressure to conform. And I think there's going to continue to be more pressure. I don't know, you know, what I think we're going to do show that looks back at 2025 and forward at 2026. And
I think Jesus is calling out his own because something big is about to come.
Yeah. I mean, I think the pressure is up, and that, you know, I think that it's going to reveal more and more who are truly those who follow Christ, because it's going to become more and more difficult to follow Christ. And, you know, which is, you know, going back even to the first century and the first century church, it was, you know, there was, you know, outward persecution during that time. And I think that that's something that we could see going forward. And I think that not only that, but I think that I don't know what's going to happen in the midterm elections. It definitely seems like that Trump has alienated a lot of people, right, wrong, or indifferent, for whatever reason, he seems to have alienated people because of his personality. And so I am afraid that the Democrats are going to come back with a vengeance starting next election cycle. And, you know, going into 2028, you know, we could be right back in the same boat we were with, or even worse than we were with Joe Biden. So, yeah, I mean, that's really the danger right now, is that when the rubber band snaps back, it's going to snap back with a vengeance.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about that in the future of, wow, because it, yeah, I think we'll be worse than Canada.
Yeah, I think it's going to become against the law to preach parts of God's word. I mean, I think that's coming. If that happens, if what I'm saying happens, if we lose the midterms and we lose the 2028 and have another president, I could definitely see Democratic controlled House, Senate, and president. You know, the only thing they wouldn't control is the Supreme Court, unless something unthinkable, I mean, crazy happened. But I mean, I could see them in control of two branches of the government, and I can't imagine what they will do. I mean, I can't imagine what they would do actually, and I know it's not going to be good.
No, and it kind of makes sense that would happen as we head into the last days, the end of the time, is that things would get worse, and that makes sense. And I think we always knew. I think I knew this. Like I heard people say this when I was young, and this was a long time ago, that the Bible one day would be considered hate speech. You know, yeah, that it would be banned, and
I think that's coming at some point soon.
It has to, because if homosexuality and transgender and all this stuff, LGBTQ plus 7, 8, 9, whatever it is, if all that stuff is, you know, being embraced, then and the Bible says, hey, it's a sin, then you got to chuck it. You got to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that's coming. I mean, it's already happening in Great Britain, for sure. I think it's happening some in Canada as well.
Yeah, happened in Canada too.
But I think that it's going to come with a vengeance to the United States, especially if Trump doesn't turn it around some. And I'm not saying Trump's done the wrong thing necessarily, but he definitely is not. He doesn't enjoy a huge popularity rating right now. So I worry about that coming into the midterms.
I have to admit, the President Trump is actually finally starting to look a little tired. Like he's starting to look older and tired. And I think all this stuff, it's been 10 years of kind of worn on him. And I know what he said about Rob Reiner wasn't the greatest either, but he's just been through so many wars, I think.
Yeah. But, I mean, I certainly don't condone what he said about Rob Reiner in terms of making it personal. You know, he could have been a lot more subtle than that and still got across the message without basically the bludgeon coming out. But, you know, and so, but I mean, at the end of the day, if I'm as a Christian, if I'm looking at that and you know, the first term, mean tweets versus what the Democrats want to do, it's not even a contest. So I can say right now that I think that Trump was wrong in saying what, in putting out that Truth Social post. But at the same time, I can also affirm that's not anywhere near as bad as what the Democrats are going to do if they get back in power. And so is Trump the perfect guy? Absolutely not. Is he prideful and ungodly at times? Absolutely, he is. There's no doubt in my mind. But he's still way better than the option.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why people don't realize that is, but why Christians, there are Christians, people who call themselves Christians, who don't understand there's a difference between mutilating teens because we want to change their sexes, or mutilating babies in the womb. There's a difference between that and, you know, a mean and a, or, you know, a bad post on Truth Social or on Twitter or X. So
we're talking about the culture of death and the spirit of death. Transgenderism is probably right up there with that. I mean, just that weird, like, mutilating yourself.
I mean, it's shaking the fist at God.
Yeah.
How dare you make me this way? That's exactly what they're saying. He made a mistake when he made me this way.
Right.
And therefore I have to change it because that's not who I am. And, you know, that is not a biblical worldview. It's actually a demonic worldview.
Yeah, I agree. And I think another demonic thing is the hatred of the Jewish people. And we see that increasing as well. We could throw that in there as a sign of the last days. I mean, I've never seen it this bad in my lifetime, but I've only, you know, been around that long. But I know back in the 30s and 40s, it was probably, you know, as bad as it is today, or today is even worse. I don't know, but that's another sad part of our world today, is so many people, you know, hate Israel, and they just want to they want to get rid of them. And
yeah, even Christians at some times, many Christians have jumped on that wagon, you know, and I think it's, you know, we've talked about Israel and I think we need to call them out where they need to be called out. But at the same time, we need to understand that Judaism, Israel, is not the same as Islam. And both have their evil elements, but Islam is the much greater evil. And so when Israel does what they do, you can understand why they're doing it, because of the evil that has been perpetrated against their people. And so, you know, now you've got, like you say, the Bondi Beach shooting that happened in Australia, and other things that have happened, you know, that are against the Jewish people. And yes, that anti-Semitism definitely seems to be, or is, on the rise. It is on the rise. And, you know, that would make sense from a biblical worldview, looking at the end times.
I agree. So I'm just going to ask you some of these. I got 12 signs here that we are near the end. And so I'm going to go down this list. I'm just going to throw them out to you, and I want you to kind of respond and tell me what you think. John Barnett was going through Revelation, and Matthew 24 is where he got these from.
Okay.
And so I'm going to think from, we can start at the year 1900, or we could even start at the year 2000. Are these things increasing? Are we seeing these things on our world stage today? So here's the first thing: great deception. Hard to know what the truth is.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
Yeah, I think
that it is very difficult to know who's on your side.
Absolutely. I think we're seeing that. And I think it's going to continue to get worse to understand the truth.
Scary enough, but I think you're right.
Yeah. Number two is war, violence, and murder.
Yeah, that one's an interesting one because, you know, right now, are there any major wars going other than the Ukraine-Russian war? So it's hard. But I think that when you look at violence as a whole, especially with the violence that's happening just in different places, like raping women, things like that, I think that it's definitely increasing in that way, even though right now there isn't, you know, like a ton of, you know, like a world war going on. But yeah, I mean, I think that violence is increasing. That's, again, my opinion, but.
Yeah, if you want to go back to 1900, we've had a few wars, right? We had World War I, World War II, we had Korea, Vietnam, the Gulf War, and then there was the Iran-Iraq War. I mean, I'm probably missing a bunch, but we've had a lot of wars since 1900, and even 2000, we had the Iran-Iraq. So that was the second one. The third one, food scarcity, which is interesting because no one really talks about it, but I know everyone's talking about eating crickets and things like that and synthetic food.
Well, what's funny is I think there is a food scarcity right now. We just don't realize it.
Right.
And I think, I mean, because I think what's happened is that most of the food that we eat is manufactured, and it's becoming increasingly more difficult to get real food, to, you know, things like beef and I don't, not as much chicken, but beef is definitely one that's been, it's becoming more and more difficult to source it. And I think that people who live on a diet that is by and large manufactured food, I think that they are starving, and they just don't, even though they're fat because of the food, they're actually starving because they're not getting the nutrients they need. And I think that's part of what's contributing to the epidemic of obesity. And so, yeah, I mean, I think there's a food scarcity now. I mean, even in the United States, and we just don't realize it yet, because you can still go get, you know, a bag of chips or you know, a thing of cookies, or you can still get that kind of stuff. And yet, you know, things that are really good for you are becoming harder and harder to source and more expensive to buy.
But have you heard of this synthetic foods, that like lab grown meat, 3D printed meals?
Oh yeah.
Artificial proteins?
Yep.
What are those?
Well, it's lab grown. I don't know. It's not true. It's not real food.
But that's, they say that's the future of our world. And no more, like, no more beef or chicken or fish or.
Yeah. The conspiracy theorist in me would say that they're doing that because they know that they want a population that they can control.
That so, sounds like that to me.
Yeah. So you basically give them food that weakens them, and that's what's happening. I mean, that, again, that probably sounds like a conspiracy theory, but I think it's something that's happening on purpose, that there are forces in our world that want to see us weak. And that's why I'm so adamant about health and right now, because it's not that I think that I want to, it's not that I think that we can extend our lives. It's not that at all. It's that I don't want to be weak, because weak people end up being dominated, and I don't want to be in that position. And so, you know, our family is doing all we can to really hold on to health as much as possible, and, you know, eat real food, and build the muscles that need to be built, and the things that need to be done. So, yeah, I mean, it is a problem. I think it's going to increasingly become a problem, as you're saying, come to pass.
Yeah, that's just weird. I don't even know. I'm hoping I've never eaten that stuff, but maybe I didn't know it, but I'm hoping not. This doesn't sound good. No. Okay, so we did the great deception. Yes. War and violence. Yeah, we see that. I mean, especially since 1900. Food scarcity. Yes, there is. That's coming. How about fourth? Pandemics. Have we seen pandemics?
Well, Spanish flu. I know there have been other pandemics. I'm slow to say that COVID was a pandemic, because I think it was. I actually think it was planned, and I think that Fauci and others were aware of what was going on. Again, a conspiracy theory on my part, but that's where I'm at. And I think that even the shot, the COVID shot, was something that they knew was a bad thing.
Oh,
and so
yeah. So, did you hear that? Now they're saying if you want it, you take it at your own risk. They're warning people.
Yeah.
It's not as good as, anyway.
It's so all of a sudden it's not good anymore. Yeah.
Well,
I have heard that.
Yeah.
And I've known that for years now. I mean, we didn't take the shot. Well, the only reason that we would have even considered it is if we needed to travel, but we didn't, we kind of were able to stay home and not do that. So yeah, we avoided it.
So do you think that COVID was kind of a setup to future pandemics that may be coming, or that they have up their sleeve?
Possibly. I mean, I think that there was a level of, let's see how this works type of thing. And so possibly, yes, there could be more coming in the future.
Okay, how about fifth? Hatred of God and persecution of Christians.
Yeah, we're seeing that increase for sure.
Especially in Africa, I think we are.
Yeah. We're seeing it even in the United States. It's not as violent here, but at this point. But there's definitely, the left is definitely livid with with Christians for sure. Those who stand on the biblical truth, they hate it. They hate them, and they hate us. So yeah, we're seeing that even in the United States, even though it's not out and out persecution.
Absolutely. How about number six, earthquakes? Are we seeing more earthquakes? Or it's hard to judge.
It's hard to say. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's all relative in terms of what you experience. And, you know, is this as bad as it's going to get? I don't know. I mean, there definitely has been an uptick in natural disasters, it seems like to me. But I, you know, I don't, again, it's all relative to what you know, not, you know, looking at it from a bigger picture.
So. Yeah, you don't get a lot of earthquakes in Florida. And plus, we don't know how many earthquakes there were 2,000 years ago. But we know, like, are they increasing? I don't know. They could be, but we don't know about that one. And just like number seven here, too, also global fires, smoke and gloom and volcanoes. We don't know. They seem to be increasing, like all the wildfires that we saw in Canada that were in California sure. that we've seen, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. You know, it's hard to say, but those things are something that could be an outbreak of those fires. I mean, we did see the fires in LA.
Yes.
That were so bad. So, you know, but can you imagine, you know, maybe even this summer, can you imagine even more of that? If you think about it, that wiped out an entire area, like, of houses and businesses, and so the one in LA. So, I mean, that was pretty bad. But for me to say it's worse than, you know, 40 years ago or 50 years ago, I don't know. I will say that, you know, forestry practices have changed such that fires are more likely. So, yeah.
Yeah, there was a big one in Hawaii too, I think. Was it last year?
Yeah, there was a big one in Hawaii. But they're not allowing people, especially in California, to clear out. They're not, yeah. You know, like the trees that are close to their homes, and they're not allowing them to clear those out. You have to go jump through hoops to cut down a tree in California, and yes. so yeah, the forest, that type of practice is contributing to wildfires.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the next one we have had over the last month has been, or the last couple months, we've seen an increase in both of these. It's solar flares and near-Earth objects. We had some huge solar flares a couple of weeks ago and last week, and the near-Earth object, that 3i, what is it, that big meteor that just missed the Earth and all that stuff. So we have that stuff happening.
Yeah, those things are definitely seem to be on the increase for sure.
And number nine is one we didn't have at all this year, at least in Florida, which was hurricanes.
Yeah, it was a weird year that we didn't have any, because like the year before was, you know, you had the big one that happened that went into North Carolina and Tennessee and really did all the devastation there with the rain, flooding. This past year was pretty quiet. I don't think there was any hurricanes that got into the Gulf.
No,
so,
zero.
Now, a lot of people, conspiracy theory guys, would say that's because they quit cloud seeding. And so, you know, they've said you can't cloud seed anymore. And so it's definitely that has been cut back quite a bit. So is that what led to a relatively quiet hurricane season? I'm not sure. But in general, when you look at it, even including last year, it does seem like hurricanes have been increasing in their intensity and number.
Yeah, I wonder if 2026 will be like, we'll get like three or four of them then.
I don't know.
I don't know either. So, okay, number 10 is ocean death. Things happening there with fish and...
Yeah, there's some stuff happening where fish that are deep sea fish are coming to the surface, and some weird stuff that's going on with that. I know that there's definitely some problems, you know, in certain places with the ocean. So, yeah, I mean, I can definitely see that one increasing at this point.
And this one I don't see happening now, but maybe I don't know. I'm not aware of it, kind of like the food scarcity one. Or the number 11 is water scarcity. Is there a water scarcity happening?
Yeah, I think that one is interesting because you know, the environmentalists would definitely limit our water, and, you know, limit that they would definitely want to limit the amount of water we can use. And I think sometimes those practices, or many times those practices, lead to artificial shortages. And I say artificial because the water is available. They're just not using it properly. I mean, a great example is California. I think is it the Sacramento River? There's a river in California, and I it's slipping my mind which one it is, but that they, you know, because of some fish, I can't remember what it is. Again, I know the story, but I don't know the details as much. And so they're not allowing that water to be diverted for use by humans. It's being pushed. The fresh water is being pushed into the sea for this fish. And so it's just a decision that's being made that's causing drought in areas that don't get enough rain. You know, historically, you know, early 1900s, all that was developed in California, and that water was brought down into Southern California. And nowadays that water is being limited because of these kind of things. And so, yeah, I mean, I definitely see that getting worse and worse.
Wow. Yeah. So that fits. And then our last one we talked about, which is, I don't think it's here, but I think it could happen in the next couple of years. We've talked about alien invasion. I know people are seeing more and more weird things in the sky, you know, with drones, and are they drones and what are they? And we know they're not from other planets, but we know that.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't, like, in the next year, if we don't start seeing, you know, where the government's coming out and saying, basically, we have touched bases with life, other life forms. Again, I think it's demonic and it's a deception, but yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, I can too. I can totally see it. I can see them. And I think there's an announcement that they're talking about in, again, conspiracy theory, that there's a large spaceship on the way here from another galaxy or something, and it's coming here. And, you know, it's that old, like the old movie from the 80s, the TV, I don't know if you remember it, you were pretty young, but they're called V, where the visitors come. And
I do remember that.
And they were frogs or something, but they didn't were.
Didn't they make a V with their fingers?
Yeah, it was something like, maybe that's Mr. Spock.
Is that Mork and Mindy?
Oh, Mork and Mindy. Nanu, his V. But anyway, what they came, they were coming to help humanity, but then they ended up taking people because they used them for food. And it's that same old. But anyway, these are the 12 things that we look when we read the book of Revelation and Matthew 24. These are 12 signs of the end. And man, we have a lot of these happening right in front of us. So that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we do. I mean, again, it's all relative, you know, based on our lives are relatively short compared to the overall history of the world. But so for us to say for sure that some of these things are increasing, it's hard to say for sure, but it does seem like it. It does seem like many of these things are increasing, just like the Bible says will happen.
Yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on that and see if it continues that way for 2026. So 26 could be an interesting year.
Yeah, 2025 was definitely an interesting year. They're almost done now, but I've heard people say that they can't wait for 2026 to happen because 2025 was so bad. But I have a feeling that 2026 is going to be worse. And part of that is the election that's coming up, the midterm elections. And so that could really turn things bad. So,
well, we have our prediction show coming up. I don't know if it'll be next week or it'll be before the new year. So
yeah,
be sure you don't want to miss that because maybe you do, but
maybe they do want to miss it.
It should be fun.
Our predictions may be terrible.
Yes, it is interesting, but it's just kind of a feeling of what we think could be happening in the next year, and we'll kind of look back maybe a little bit if anything big happened in 2025, which there was a lot of stuff, but anyway, it's interesting.
I predict you're going to eat dinner tonight.
All right, do you?
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking about trying one of those 3D printed Happy Meals. I see what those taste like. You've been listening to Fresh Bread, the podcast ministry of Grace Bible Church Gainesville. For more information, go to gracegainesville.org. And thanks for listening.